Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to our new episode of Toonami Therapy. We missed last week, but I'm back, and because we missed that, I'm pretty sure I'm going to forget most everything from then, unfortunately. So, well, we'll see how badly we remember things then. Let's see. Okay, so you want to just move into it then?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see. We're still doing them in order of airing yet. Dr. Stone is first. One quick note, because I've mentioned, like, oh, the last few episodes of Fire Force, they were actually better, and, well, and I was interested, and then this episode kind of went back to mediocrity. So, yeah, because I was thinking, oh, maybe I should recommend you give it another try. Well, not this episode. The funny thing is, actually, because when you decided that you, like, didn't really want to continue with it, I looked up, you know, to see if people say, oh, like, you know, does it get better? So I was reading someone's comment on the manga. They were saying, well, like, I'm on chapter 20 and it's not that great. Does it get better? And so I said, yeah, it gets better, but way down the line. And I, like, looked it up and I'm like, okay, chapter 20, that's around episode 7. Yeah, that's probably not something that that's going to be getting better that much quickly. Yeah. All right. But anyway, So we come to Dr. Stone, episodes 2 and 3. So Tenku and Taiju start getting the revival fluid ready, as what they call it, to try to, you know, bring people back. But then they get attacked by lions. Yeah. So they end up reviving Tsukasa, who turns out to be this, who is freakishly strong, is able to kill a lion barehanded. which is great, because they're like, yeah, super strong guy on our side. But then it turns, and so he helps him, but then it turns out he also, like, isn't in agreement with Senku over who to bring back. He's like, oh, no, we shouldn't bring back the adults, because they're all jerks and stuff, and smashes one of the statues. So that creates sort of a dispute. So the next one then is, oh, they do then bring back Yuzuriha. Remember that girl that Taiju had the crush on?
Right.
Yeah, so she's back. She also ends up being like the third most important female character in this story, which is kind of funny to think about, but it's like, yeah, she's here. Oh, sorry. You're like you end up being the third most important female character. anyway, so they kind of end up in conflict with, Tsukasa over the whole thing. So they just decide to, run off to try to, get some stuff together to make gunpowder to be able to fight him. And that's our two episodes, I think.
Yep. Yeah, I found a lot of funny things in it. You know, they have some great dialogue. Mm-hmm. I'm still, you know, on the fence about this one, but I think it's got enough, good interaction between the characters that that I'll keep on going with it. My biggest problem is that I didn't really learn the people's names. Yeah.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's a fair point. Okay, so the brainy guy is Senku. The first person who was revived other than him, you know, his like friend, that's Taiju. Yeah. Taiju. The big guy who's basically a JoJo character is named Tsukasa. I wish I could say I came up with that joke, but no, there's this thing where someone was talking about it, and they were discussing the show and saying, it's really interesting because it's really grounded in science and all these sort and like reality stuff. And then the series has a JoJo character in it. and the girl's Yuzuriha.
Say that one again.
Yuzuriha.
Yuzuriha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are the names of the characters. So far. Senku's the most important of them by like a significant margin, so he's the one that you definitely want to remember.
Yeah,
but right. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was decent. It's the problem I have is I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh man, get to the stuff I'm really excited about already. It's just like the problem of an adaptation when you've read the original. But yeah, I didn't like them as much quiet as much as the first episode, but I'm like trying to figure out how much of that is just me like thinking like, you know, come on, get to the to like the stuff I'm really excited about. I think if not for that, I would probably have enjoyed these more.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Then we've got Food Wars episodes 9 and let's see, 9 and 10. Okay. So Megumi and Soma managed to make a good dish and they pass. Okay, that was the first episode. Okay, there's some other stuff also, but yeah. So then in the second, so then they you know go through a few other challenges, and then they end up having to make this recipe for this guy, which Soma manages to pass, but Megumi got wasn't able to get the cauliflower, like the good ones, because some of them were left over and it was like the bad one, so she changed the recipe, but then she gets but then the guy fails her because they weren't supposed to change it. And that yeah, Shinomiya, that's his name. So then Soma's like, what, that's totally crazy, you shouldn't do that, that's not fair. And he's like, well yeah, well I'm the judge, so I can do what I want. And he's besides and hang on, what was I saying? Oh yeah. And then he's like, besides, my name's Shinomiya. Look at that guy from World Trigger, Ninomiya. He's kind of a jerk. That's, my name is just like his. And Soma's like, no, 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 wait, your names are different. And when, because when Michael was coming up with this little sketch to say, he goofed up the order and was actually supposed to have Soma mention the names being different. And thus his whole joke is, screwed up. yeah, so we're going to go back. He says, besides, I'm just like that guy from World Trigger. And someone says, okay, one, that's Ninomiya and you're Shinomiya. And two, our podcast hosts haven't reached that part of World Trigger yet, so that doesn't mean anything. He says, well, yeah, but think about it. He's Ninomiya. Ni is two. I'm Shinomiya and she is four. So I get to be twice as big of a jerk as he was. Soma's like, okay, enough fourth wall breaking. I challenge you to a Shokugeki to like try to reverse all this stuff. And that's our episode. Plus a whole lot of jokes that didn't quite land right due to my messed up startup, but
okay, so yeah, my favorite part of course was that part where Soma ends up bumping into Arena when she's in the bath and they, you know, have one of those awkward moments. But I was disappointed, like, she didn't, like, you know, do the classic hit him with a paper fan or something. I have two problems, and one of them was an agreement with what you said way back in episode one, was that Arena does really sound like a Valley Girl. Like, I'm starting to hear that now. And I'm like, they could have picked someone better as the voice actress. I just don't think she should sound like that. And the other problem I have is the same problem you've had with the slime anime. And that is that Soma is overpowered. He's too good. Every single one of these tests that he goes through, he always ends up passing with flying colors. And it's become so repetitive. It's like, okay, I know that Soma's going to, you know, win everything. So I've gone to the point where I'm like, This really isn't all that dramatic, because I know he's going to win, or I know he's going to pass every time. And I just wish there was like some more suspense involved with that.
Well, the problem I have is when you is the issue of kind of when you set the stakes too high, it's obvious that the character has to actually win or else, oh, series over.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, I know that, like, especially even in, like, the near future, you actually get to see Soma struggle more in things. But the problem is just the thing of, hey, if you mess up, you get expelled. Well, I guess that means you're not going to mess up. Mm-hmm. Or if you do mess up, you somehow fix it. That's like the issue I had. I think that the series kind of edges off of that a little later on, which is good, but it did still. But when you set it up like that, it is a bit of a problem, especially because the unfortunate fact is that the way or someone else manages to win is because of, oh, hey, here's a bunch of information about food that you don't understand. It's like the food equivalent of technobabble. it's like Star Trek. It's like, how do we get past this? Technobabble our way through.
Yeah.
Except with food. And I mean, I'm sure it's actually accurate because they have some sort of like actual chef as a consultant to the series. But to me, they could just as well be saying we need to recalibrate the photon torpedoes and reverse polarity. Okay, so we got that. Then we're on to another case where I'm about to say a lot of numbers. Lupin the Third, Part 5, Episodes 12 and 13. So, Episode 12. If I remember correctly, last time you said that you thought they didn't give Goemon enough, like, to do last time. Well, this is your episode as an answer to it, because it focuses almost completely on him.
Yep.
So, Goemon gets convinced by Lupin to try to help him get this special necklace from this woman who owns some sort of like motel thing that he ends up staying with. And unfortunately, I was a little disappointed because the opening stuff made it seem like it was going to be about him having to go to an anime convention. I was like, oh, this is really funny, and then it just kind of, you know, has a little bit of that, and then just moves on.
Yeah.
I was disappointed. I thought, oh man, this whole episode is going to be him trying to get through an anime convention. So he gets through that, but a bunch of other guys are trying to get it also. So he ends up actually protecting her and it from both them and also Lupin, who swoops in to steal it. But then it turns out that it was actually a fake, and that the actual Chloe Kazal was actually this really old person, and Lupin just showed him a photograph of her when he was younger to motivate him, which gets Goemon super angry, and he just like announces, "Now you die."
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the episode. It was a fun little romp. The next episode, 13. Your favorite character is back. Yeah, so we check in with Ami at the sort of boarding school. But so then it turns out that one of the other persons there is a princess of some kind. So a bunch of like terrorist guys show up to try to grab her and use Ami's hacking skills. But coincidentally, Lupin happens to be in the neighborhood to try to get some things. So everyone manages to work together to defeat the bad guys and save that princess person. But then another person shows up and, like, you know, wants to take her because there's some problem in her home country or something. I don't know. It's kind of, I guess, a to be continued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that first episode with Gomon, I guess I can see why Gomon isn't the featured character most of the time, because it wasn't very interesting, really. The second episode was interesting, even though I'm not a fan of Ami, whatever they want to call it. I thought that it was a pretty interesting episode, especially with Fujiko, although it was like the most, the thing where it's like, Fujiko is like, I need to go to the bathroom, and then uses that as her way of, you know, escaping. Like, that was like one of the most obvious things. Anytime someone asks to go to the bathroom, it's always a way of, you know, using that as a way of escaping. But that was pretty fun, and I look forward to seeing how that concludes, hopefully in the next episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought they were both decent enough. I think I liked the first episode more than you did. Mostly I just think Goemon just kind of was kind of funny in just how not funny he was, essentially, to me. But yeah, he does work better when, like, paired with like, Lupin or someone else. Alright, so then we'll move on to the non-Toonami stuff. We got Ice Shield 21, episode 144, which I realized about 1 minute before we started recording that I didn't actually watch. So, you'll have to really carry this one.
Okay. Well, basically, from how we got spoiled about Ojo scored a touchdown. So they're up by 5 points. But there's 1 second left on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And
I actually remembered that part from when I read the manga. It's where Ukimitsu, like, actually pushes Shin to make him get the touchdown with that brief amount of time left so that they don't lose. And now I've got nothing else, so go on and tell me what happened.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty interesting point, forcing someone to score. That's a strategy that's been used before in real football. Now, just in case you're confused, if there's only 1 second on the clock, that doesn't mean that you have to go the whole field in 1 second. As long as the play starts with at least, you know, 1 second left, then you can score even after the clock has run out. Just letting you know, it's not like basketball where the ball has to be out of your hands at the time that the buzzer goes off.
Okay.
But they, you know, they now are doing the final play, and it's a big thing about who has the ball, and that's kind of like the big mystery is who's got the ball, whether it's Senna or Monta or someone else, and they're all setting up for the play, but a lot of that seems to be up in the air whenever the episode comes to an end, and there's only one episode left, so I have no idea how they wrap this up in only one episode. Like even if they lose, like, I don't know how they're going to get around to saying, you know, like, coming to terms with a loss in just one episode. You know, I just don't know how they're going to do it. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that last episode, because I'm like, there's no way they're wrapping this up. I don't know what they're doing. So, yeah, that ought to be a fun episode next week. I can't wait to see it.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, I don't really have much else to say, unfortunately, because I was really stupid and because I thought I watched it, but I was actually was the older one that I watched. So I was, yeah. I can say that the part that I remembered I liked, I thought that was a cool play to actually, instead of trying to stop him from scoring, push him forward so he scores and so that you have the time left.
Yeah, they didn't really show that too much in the anime version, though.
Oh, okay.
It was just kind of like, there's 1 second left. That's all they really said.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, so I didn't get that on through the anime, but if that was in the manga, that was a pretty good touch.
Okay. All right. Then, I think that covers our stuff, unless is Tonosuba still not working?
Wait a minute, what about World Trigger?
Well, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I completely forgot. I am very stupid sometimes. Thank you. I forgot to watch that. I forgot that I did it, even though I watched it, like, just before we went through this. Okay. We retorted. World Trigger, episode 40. Okay, so the A rank, the B rank, a war starts with Takoma, our main characters, going up against two other squads. One of which is a squad with a bunch of snipers, and another one is a squad with, you know, more sort of close range stuff. So Takoma picks a map that's actually super friendly to snipers, which leaves everyone confused. Wait, why are they doing that? Isn't that just giving that the advantage to the sniper squad? But it turns out that they actually did that because they gave that squad such an advantage. It ended up kind of making an unintentional alliance between them and the other remaining squad to basically gang up on the snipers. So that manages to come to fruition, and then basically all heck breaks loose with everyone kind of going at each other at the end, with Yuma appearing to take out one of the enemy guys, and that's our episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't very interesting, I thought. Yeah, I wasn't really too into this episode. I guess I'm waiting for I don't know how to put it. I know we had that big invasion and we had that, but whenever we did have that, it got all split up into the one-on-one battles. And I just like something where the main characters get together and have to rely on each other's skills to fight off a real enemy like that. I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. So, okay. Yeah.
All right. So that was World Trigger. Yeah, I feel like the series does do more of that, but,
mm-hmm.
We'll see. So that was that. Okay. So now I'm not forgetting. Okay. Back. I'm not forgetting anything now. Am I, is there some other show we were watching that I forgot about?
No, not, we haven't started anything else. Okay. And I hope to start Konosuba next week. Obviously, I could not, even if I could watch it, I couldn't have done it this week because I just finished Dr. Stone before we started this podcast. So, Konosuba, I hope to watch next week. I want to watch it because I'm going to get spoiled by it one way or another, because all my Twitter feed, all this talk about Konosuba, I'm like, I just want to watch the first episode, okay? I just want to see episode one before I get spoiled. So, yeah. So, yeah, and then we might start something else once ISU 21 is over. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I... Okay. Oh, so I have been still going with trying to catch up to Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, although the funny thing is I'm like, all right, so we'll be going like two episodes each week, except then because of the fact that we skipped over the week, I got lazy and didn't watch something that that time. And then this week I only got one episode. I'm sure I should still be finished by ready by if we're going to start it after Ice Shield 21. But I just wanted to mention, so this was episode 6, I think. Right, so it's the one where Rimuru, who, now I can't remember, has Rimuru always been doing the narration in third person? Because I don't remember that being a thing before this episode.
Yeah, that's a good thought. I don't think he was doing it in third person from the beginning, so you have a point about that.
It got me so confused, because I was thinking, wait, is there a different character with that name? Have I been misremembering the name? Because he's just like referring to himself in the third person. So yeah, they meet up with those other kind of random adventurers, including one that masked girl who turns out to be that person that was prophesied to be super important to Rimuru. Because it turns out that she's also from Earth, and which he's able to tell because he says a line that's from a video game, which she laughs at, even though it's stated later that she was brought over here during World War II. And I was just like, what? So I looked to see like some discussion from back then, and someone said, oh, in the episode they said that she met someone else who told her that. And I'm thinking, okay, so in the meantime, now, I'm not sure about how the timeline works. Maybe time passes faster, faster, slower in this one compared to our main world. So that's why she could have been brought there and that, yet, you know, not apparently gotten that much older. But so you're talking to someone, and even if they decided to tell you, okay, here's what video games are, they apparently decided to actually tell you specific dialogue. That would be like if someone from like the past comes up here and I'm trying to explain to them what video games are, and I would be saying, yeah, video games, they kind of go on your TV screen and you press these buttons and can like, you know, move things. Also, there's this really funny line about the cake being a lie in this one game. And even if she does that, how would you even understand, like, the reference? Like, if you don't have a real concept of video games, how do you get the joke? Like, I can tell someone, oh, the cake is a lie. It's in this game because this computer is promising you cake repeatedly, and you find this graffiti that says the cake is a lie, implying that it's not telling you the truth. But then after the credits, there's this part where you see a cake, implying it might have been real. And see, you get the joke? Isn't it funny? It doesn't work if to laugh at that, you either have to have played the game or have been exposed to the meme so much that you just kind of find it funny on its own merits.
Yeah.
So that was just really weird to me, the fact that they've got all this, that they recognize that. And I'm just thinking, why couldn't she have just been from the present time?
Yeah.
Like, you've seen a few more episodes than me. Is there any need for her to have been brought over from that time period rather than the present?
Yeah.
Because, I'm asking you, was there?
What?
Asking you. Cause,
distracted.
Sorry. Because of the fact it said, okay, during World War II, she was dragged into this alternate world, which made this whole bit not make sense. So I was asking you, because you've seen a few more episodes than me, does the fact that she was from the past specifically actually matter?
No.
Okay. Okay, then.
Definitely not.
All right. Okay. All right, so I guess that was my thoughts. I don't have too much really to say other than that. I know it's such a, like, a minor thing, but it's just such a weird thing to, like, when you stop to think about it. So apparently she met someone who explained what video games were, happened to mention this one specific line, and was able to convey it perfectly so that they would actually recognize it and find it funny. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter. That I'm sorry, I was distracted when you asked that, but yeah, it definitely does not matter. Okay, you'll find that out really quickly. So
okay, I mean, I have some. I mean, the theme song gives me some very strong suspicions as to what's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's okay. So there's one So there's this blue-haired character who's featured extremely prominently in the theme song and hasn't shown up yet. And this other that character apparently is the Rimuru because you see them transform in the theme song. And this other character, who seems important, isn't there at all. I wonder what could happen. Maybe some kind of fusion will occur. See, this is why with anime I try... Because it's funny, I was, like, making a point, okay, I'm not going to watch the theme song, because it's just going to, like, show all these characters that are going to be introduced, and it'll spoil who becomes the main character or whatever, so I won't. And here I'm like, okay, we're on, like, what, episode 6? I think it's safe to watch now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that was me focusing extremely hard on, like, something that was, like, 10 seconds of the actual episode. Okay. So that was Slime. When we pick it up after we finish with Ice Shield, I'll hopefully be caught up by then. All right. Anything else to say?
Nope. Don't really have much else to add. I was traveling the country this past week, and basically what happened was my mom and my dad were supposed to go on this trip over in Wyoming and South Dakota. So I had made all these plans that I was going to watch all this anime. I was going to do all this stuff while they're gone, because I had to watch the house for them while they're gone. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get caught up on all this anime. I'm going to do all this stuff. Well, then my mom gets sick. And I had to take her place on the trip. So we had to do a few things, pay a little bit of money, get me put in there in her place. And then all of a sudden it's me going on the trip with my dad instead of her. So then that meant everything I planned on doing last week got thrown out the window, and I was off on the trip. So I'm back now. And still recovering from the lack of sleep. Hopefully I get back to my normal routine pretty soon.
Okay. Well, all right. So we'll see you next week for the final episode of Ice Shield 21 and maybe the first episode of Konosuba. All right. See you next week.
Okay.